Welcome back to Good Friday. First, I want to begin a novena, 9 days of intense, short prayers, asking for the intercession of Blessed Carlo Acutis. There's an official prayer that's very short. There's also a prayer with a special intention that I will pray first. So he will soon be Saint Carlos Acutis, but Blessed Carlos Acutis, while on earth you triumphed over every temptation and trial, serving the Lord with blameless heart, as an online missionary, and also as a catechist in your parish, and on the internet also. Your fervent devotion to the crucified and risen Lord in the sacrament of the altar gave you the power to influence millions of young people. You used your brilliant technological skills to communicate the gospel and also to witness to this relationship to so many people. You persevered, washing your hands in innocence, imitating Christ, even to the point of giving up your own life. In this final illness, you stand as a model for all people because of your young death, of what young people can accomplish. You gave up so much, and you gave up even your life. Now intercede before the throne of God and of the Lamb for the astonishing grace of the reign of God to be made manifest, to begin to be recognized with sanctifying grace to touch every young person's heart. We pray that you, by your intercession this Divine Mercy Sunday, God our Father, will give grace so that every teenager and every young person may be enlightened and illuminated by the Holy Spirit's grace to seek the one who is truth, goodness, and beauty itself, that is Jesus Christ, and to found his or her life on Jesus through progressing, looking for these things, truth, goodness, and beauty. We entrust to you the internet, all internet-based apostolates and ministries, and especially our younger generation, that this canonization may be the sign that marks their conversion and their being set on fire by the grace of the Holy Spirit. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And then the official prayer goes like this. Day one, not me but God. Blessed Carlo Acutis, you who made your life a continual renunciation and setting aside of unimportant things, give me the grace to seek heavenly things and to despise that which is transient. Amen. And for all of our intentions, both that and the other one, we pray fervently. Five Our Fathers, five Hail Marys, and five Glory Bees. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us, Mother of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer that sanctifying grace may touch the hearts of all the young people, every teenager and 20-something throughout the world, and praying that we will be able to mortify our will, like Carlo did, to give attention to the most important things in our lives. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We're also going to pray the Divine Mercy Novena. One of the most powerful things, I think, is in the run-up. It's Good Friday, to the eighth day of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday. We pray this. So, God spoke to St. Faustina and told her, on this day in sacred time, today, bring to me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief into which the loss of souls plunges me. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature it is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon our trust, which we place in your infinite goodness. Receive us all into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you by your prayer, which unites you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, and especially upon poor sinners, all enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. And then you pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So, let's take a look. You can get most of that stuff. Even there'll be a better one where they're doing it online with the Marians of the Immaculate Conception for the Divine Mercy Novena. But I don't know that that's going to be public today or not. So for today, I would just like to start us out with a little bit of the Liturgy of the Word, and we'll work through it, and then we'll pray that Chaplet for Sinners. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be raised high and greatly exalted. Even as many were amazed at him, so marred was his look beyond human semblance, and his appearance beyond that of the sons of man. So shall he startle many nations. Because of him, kings shall stand speechless. For those who have not been told shall see. Those who have not heard shall ponder it. Who would believe what we have heard? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot from the parched earth. There was in him no stately bearing to make us look at him, nor appearance that would attract us to him. He was spurned and avoided by people, a man of suffering, accustomed to infirmity, one of those from whom people hide their faces, spurned, and we held him in no esteem. Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured, while we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own ways, but the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and opened not his mouth. Oppressed and condemned, he was taken away, and who would have thought any more of his destiny? When he was cut off from the land of the living and smitten for the sin of his people, a grave was assigned him among the wicked, and a burial place with evildoers. Though he had done no wrong nor spoke any falsehood, but the Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the mighty, because he surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked. And he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. The word of the Lord. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Jesus' dying words are the antiphon for Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. For all my foes, I am an object of reproach, a laughingstock to my neighbors, and a dread to my friends. They who see me abroad flee from me. I am forgotten like the unremembered dead. I am like a dish that is broken. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. But my trust is in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. In your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your kindness. Take courage and be stout-hearted, all you who hope in the Lord. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Easter Vigil. Thank you for answering our prayers most of all. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. In the days when Christ was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Christ became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every other name. And it's very interesting, the church says that the passion narratives are to be proclaimed on this day in full, so that everyone can vividly see the love of Christ for each person. In light of this, and then it goes on with a note about how we're to preach on that, but it's just something I wanted to mention. We do this so that you can personally see how much Christ loves you. Now, instead of reading this, because honestly it's extraordinarily long and we'd need another session to do it, I'm just going to go jump to the solemn intercessions, which are so important, and then we'll pray the chaplet of divine mercy. For Holy Church, let us pray, dearly beloved, for the Holy Church of God, that our God and Lord be pleased to give her peace, to guard her and to unite her throughout the whole world, and grant that, leading our life in tranquility and quiet, we may glorify God the Father Almighty. And then the priest will immediately pray a prayer too, but I'll do both of them since we don't have a priest here. And normally, often they will even kneel during this, but that's not so important for our liturgy at home. Almighty ever-living God, who in Christ revealed your glory to all the nations, watch over the works of your mercy, that your church, spread throughout all the world, may persevere with steadfast faith in confessing your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For the Pope, let us pray also for our most holy Father, Pope Francis, that our God and Lord, who chose him for the order of bishops, may keep him safe and unharmed for the Lord's holy church to govern the holy people of God. Almighty ever-living God, by whose decree all things are founded, look with favor on our prayers, and in your kindness protect the Pope chosen for us, that under him the Christian people, governed by you, their Maker, may grow in merit by reason of their faith, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For all orders and degrees of the faithful, let us pray also for our Bishop Gerald Kincannis, for all bishops, priests, deacons, lay ministers of all kinds and religious, and for the whole of the faithful people. Almighty ever-living God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is sanctified and governed, hear our humble prayer for your ministers, that by the gift of your grace all may serve you faithfully, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For catechumens, let us also pray for our catechumens, that our God and Lord may open wide the ears of their innermost hearts and unlock the gates of his mercy, that having received forgiveness of all their sins through the waters of rebirth, they too may be one with Christ Jesus our Lord. Then you take a moment of silence in the public liturgy for the people to pray fervently. Almighty ever-living God, who make your church ever fruitful with new offspring, increase the faith and understanding of our catechumens, that reborn in the fount of baptism, they may be added to the number of your adopted children, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For the unity of Christians, let us pray also for all our brothers and sisters who believe in Christ, that our God and Lord may be pleased, as they live the truth, to gather them together and keep them in his one church. Almighty ever-living God, who gather what is scattered and keep together what you have gathered, look kindly on the flock of your Son, that those whom one baptism has consecrated may be joined together by integrity of faith and united in the bond of charity, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For the Jewish people, let us pray also for the Jewish people to whom the Lord our God spoke first, that he may grant them to advance in love of his name and in faithfulness to his covenant. Almighty ever-living God, who bestowed your promises on Abraham and his descendants, graciously hear the prayers of your church, that the people you first made your own may attain the fullness of redemption through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who do not believe in Christ, let us pray also for those who do not believe in Christ, that enlightened by the Holy Spirit, they too may enter on the way of salvation. Almighty ever-living God, grant to those who do not confess Christ that by walking before you with a sincere heart, they may find the truth, and that we ourselves, being constant in mutual love and striving to understand more fully the mystery of your life, may be made more perfect witnesses to your love in the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who do not believe in God, let us pray also for those who do not acknowledge God, that following what is right in sincerity of heart, they may find the way to God Himself. Almighty ever-living God, who created all people to seek you always by desiring you and by finding you, come to rest. Grant, we pray, that despite every harmful obstacle, all may recognize the signs of your fatherly love and the witness of the good works done by those who believe in you, and so in gladness confess you, the one true God, the true God and Father of our human race, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those in public office, let us pray also for those in public office, that our Lord, our God and Lord, may direct their minds and hearts according to His will, for the true peace and freedom of all. Almighty ever-living God, in whose hands lies every human heart and the rights of all peoples, look with favor, we pray, on those who govern with authority over us, that throughout the whole world the prosperity of all peoples, the assurance of peace, and freedom of religion may through your gift be made secure, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those in tribulation, let us pray, dearly beloved, to God the Father Almighty, that He may cleanse the world of all errors, banish disease, drive out hunger, unlock prisons, loosen fetters, granting to travelers safety, to pilgrims return, health to the sick, and salvation to the dying. Almighty ever-living God, comfort of mourners, strength of all who toil, may the prayers of those who cry out in any tribulation come before you, that all may rejoice because in their hour of need your mercy was at hand. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you have a crucifix, now is the time in the liturgy at home for the adoration of the Holy Cross to bring it out and think about how much Christ loved you and loved the world to pour out the Holy Spirit so that sharing His life, as we talked about in our liturgy of office of reading, He might become the source of life for His bride, the church, and for all of us. But there's some very moving prayers that I'd like to show you and pray with you. We adore your cross, O Lord. We praise and glorify your holy resurrection. For behold, because of the wood of a tree, joy has come to the whole world. May God have mercy on us and bless us. May He let His face shed its light upon us and have mercy on us. We adore your cross, O Lord. We praise and glorify your holy resurrection, for behold, because of the wood of the tree, joy has come to the whole world. These are known as the reproaches, and they're really one of the most moving, if not the most moving, part of the whole liturgy. Christ is said to be speaking to the people in the original historical context who put him to death. My people, what have I done to you? Or how have I grieved you? Answer me. Because I led you out of the land of Egypt, You have prepared a cross for your Savior. Holy is God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal one, have mercy on us. Because I led you out through the desert 40 years, and fed you with manna, and brought you into a land of plenty, you have prepared a cross for your Savior. Holy is God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal one, have mercy on us. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. What more should I have done for you and have not done? Indeed, I planted you as my most beautiful, chosen vine, and you have turned very bitter for me. For in my thirst you gave me vinegar to drink, and with a lance you pierced your Savior's side. God, holy is God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal one, have mercy on us. I scourged Egypt for your sake with its firstborn sons, and you scourged me and handed me over. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. I led you out from Egypt as Pharaoh lay sunk in the Red Sea, and you handed me over to the chief priests. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. I opened up the sea before you, and you opened my side with a lance. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. I went before you in a pillar of cloud, and you led me into Pilate's palace. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. I fed you with manna in the desert, and on me you rained blows and lashes. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. I gave you saving water from the rock to drink, and for drink you gave me gall and vinegar. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. I put in your hand a royal scepter, and you put on my head a crown of thorns. My people, what have I done, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. I exalted you with great power, and you hung me on the scaffold of the cross. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I grieved you? Answer me. Wisdom, power, and adoration to the Blessed Trinity, for redemption and salvation through the Paschal mystery, now in every generation and for all eternity. Amen. So that's been a wonderful time of reflection and prayer. Now we're just going to take a moment to relax and pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for sinners, since this is part of the Novena to Divine Mercy that takes place every year for 9 days of fervent prayer, of intense prayer, of personal longing and desire for this, for God to convert and intervene. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. We thank you for the mighty work of conversion you are doing in the lives of sinners through our prayers. We thank you for you being the God who still does miracles, who still heals the blind and the lepers and the broken, even if it's most frustrating because sometimes we cannot dictate who will be healed. We thank you that you are still the God of miracles, that you still want to bring the kingdom into people's lives with such extraordinary works of compassion. We're sorry that we haven't fasted. We haven't done our evangelism from the basis of sonship, of daughtership, just because we are in love with you and we recognize how great you are, and we wish to share, just as you shared with us, all of these things. Bless us, O Lord. Bring us to everlasting life, and bring us to eternal salvation. Amen.